KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 46 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today in a high of 60, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a look at area and state news. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved by a vote of 5-1 with Councilman Dick Cassidy absent in order to approve a contract with SWPCO, the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, for supplementary services with regard to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Councilman Chris Jimerson was the lone no vote. City and Zoning Administrator John Lund said that when he was hired as Assistant City Administrator in 2011, he was tasked with taking over administration, zoning, ordinance, planning and zoning, and a Board of Adjustment duties. And when he became the full-time City Administrator, he slashed his full-time assistant and took on those duties as well. Lund said while he's very capable of understanding the administration and budgetary aspects of the job, urban planning is a separate discipline.
I'm very capable of understanding zoning administration, but I mean, I do see things periodically, especially with stormwater, street planning, things that really are ending up costing the city a lot more money than they never should have to begin with. And the difference is people with like urban planning degrees see these things, they understand these things because it's more of a geospatial, technical field than public administration.
Because he has no education in the area of urban planning, he suggested SWPCO provide the city with those services as a supplement to the PNC and on an as-needed basis at $50 per hour.
I mean, if everyone in this room is willing to say, Atlantic's just gonna stay the same way it is or is going to decline, then we probably don't need to worry about urban planning at all. But if we honestly believe Atlantic could go through a major growth phase, we really should have someone that understands what they're doing with that. Because when you make bad planning decisions, fixing them can be extremely difficult and costly.
And in his regular report to the council, Lund said his attention now turns to the city's budget. In his report, Mayor Dave Jones urged citizens to help showcase the city.
We got a lot of things going on positive in Atlantic. We got some problems that we need to take care of. How are we going to take care of those? We just go after them and focus on the positive parts of Atlantic. And I would challenge anybody to take somebody around and highlight the good things of Atlantic. Just take somebody around in your car and you go around one way at a time and come back the other way around. And look at all we've done here in the last 10, 15, 20 years.
Jones also said Halloween trick-or-treating for October 31st from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. citywide and downtown trick-or-treating from 3:30 to 5 p.m. on that date. The council approved a temporary closing of certain streets downtown on October 12th in preparation for the Firemen's Parade. That begins at 6 p.m. that evening. The parade lineup for floats and other participants is at 2nd and Sunnyside Streets beginning at 4 p.m. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile will be in the Hy-Vee parking lot from 2 until 5 on that date for entry into the parade, which features marching bands that include the popular Isisarets, Salem Stepping Saints, and the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Marching Saints, as well as bagpipes, fire truck and apparatus, EMS, and other participants. On a related note, the Atlantic Fire Department will hold their annual Fireman's Donation Breakfast this Sunday, October 6th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the fire station. And for your goodwill donation, you'll receive eggs and sausage, bacon, and pancake breakfast. The Iowa Finance Authority and Iowa Department of Natural Resources recently announced that 41 Iowa communities have received low-interest water quality loans totaling more than $123 million through the State Revolving Fund, or SRF. State Revolving Fund construction loans are low-cost construction financing option available for Iowa cities and municipalities for water quality initiatives. Planning and design loans are 0% loans that assist with the first phase of project expenses. Locally, the city of Anita received a $520,000 loan for sewer planning and design. Jamaica and Guthrie County received a $375,000 SRF loan for water planning and design. Chiron and Crawford County received a $305,000 loan for water transmission improvements. And the city of Early in Sac County received a $515,000 SRF loan for water planning and design. Iowa Finance Authority Executive Director Debbie Durham says reliable water infrastructure is essential for Iowa families, businesses, and communities alike. The state revolving fund, she says, has helped more than 600 Iowa communities invest in more than 2,000 water quality initiatives to date and is available to help many more. Iowa communities and municipalities have received a total of nearly $3.3 billion in construction loans and more than $240 million in planning and design loans since the program's inception. Well, two Creston men were arrested on burglary charges Wednesday. The Creston Police Department reports 21-year-old Kendrick Davis was arrested around 6:30 a.m. at Elm and Montgomery Streets on two counts of burglary in the third degree. Davis was being held in the Union County Jail on a $4,000 bond. And at around 12:30 p.m., 38-year-old Brian Berkey was arrested at 1002 North Pine in Creston on charges of burglary in the second degree, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. He was being held on $16,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported two recent arrests. 57-year-old Thomas Clark Golden of Omaha was arrested Wednesday following a traffic stop on I-29. He was charged with OWI first offense, driving on the wrong side of a two-way highway, and failure to yield to an emergency vehicle. Golden's bond was set at $1,000. Tuesday night, 57-year-old Gaylord Melvin Augustine of Henderson was arrested for domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a man from Manhattan, Kansas, was arrested at around 5 a.m. Wednesday in Underwood after authorities received a report about an armed subject. Dispatch advised the man had pulled what appeared to be a knife on another man outside of a Subway store on Magnolia Road. And while deputies were on the way, dispatch further advised them the man did not actually display a knife, but had a long knife sharpener and several other knives with him. They said the subject was also intoxicated. Deputies arrested 39-year-old Timothy Martin Bowl for harassment of the third degree and public intoxication. Two juveniles were arrested following an investigation into a theft report Tuesday evening. The Pott County Communications Center advised a 16-year-old female in rural Underwood reported someone stole her credit card and that she did not have any suspect information at the time. The investigation resulted in the female juveniles, ages 14 and 15, facing charges of credit card, ATM fraud, and theft in the fifth degree. Their names were, of course, not released because of their age. And a man from Plattsmouth, Nebraska, was transported to the Pott County Jail Tuesday afternoon. 49-year-old Thomas Light was wanted on a Pott County warrant for driving while barred, habitual offender. 19-year-old Jaden Sean Trotter turned himself into the sheriff's office Tuesday on a Polk County warrant for violation of probation. Trotter was transported to the Polk County Jail and held without bond. Iowa's attorney general is going to court asking that the Iowa Insurance Division be allowed to step in and try and recoup money for people who paid in advance for their funerals at two Northwest Iowa funeral homes. State officials say their investigation shows Andrew Joyce no longer has a license to sell pre-need contracts for funerals and burials handled by the Joyce Funeral Home in Emmitsburg and the Joyce Ellish Funeral Home in Grettinger. Dennis Britson, our brother Brightson, is the Assistant Chief of Securities Bureau in the Iowa Insurance Division.
Mr. Joyce had not notified us that he was ceasing to continue business as a pre-need seller, did not renew his license, and did not take the steps of giving the money back to those customers of his. And that's what led up to the action and why we're trying to make sure that those funds get returned to consumers.
According to the Iowa Insurance Division, a bank account for the Grettinger Funeral Home was closed in mid-July due to a lack of funds, and accounts for the funeral home in Emmitsburg and a monument company maintained negative balances. State officials already have contacted 56 customers, but Iowans who may have signed a contract with one or two of the funeral homes and haven't yet gotten a letter are advised to contact the Iowa Insurance Division in Des Moines.
This is actually about safeguarding consumer funds and getting them back to the individuals that those accounts are for, and Mr. Joyce hasn't done that.
And finally, in state news, authorities say a man has been arrested in the slaying of a pastor at a church in Fort Dodge. Police say the Reverend Alan Henderson was found by officers who were sent at around 5:45 p.m. Wednesday to St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Fort Dodge. Henderson was pronounced dead later at a Fort Dodge hospital. Police have arrested 36-year-old Joshua Pendleton and charged him with robbery and first-degree murder. He remains in the Webster County Jail. The 64-year-old Henderson was a senior pastor at the church and had been chaplain for several area first responder agencies. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.